This is Dave Gloatz of MrRadio.org. I'm speaking with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky. How are you doing today, Ben?
Very good, Dave. Welcome back.
It's good to be here. Today, Ben and I are talking about his article that appeared in the August 28th, 2008 edition of The Reader, and it's titled, It's the Mayor Stupid. And this article talks about the mayor's strategy, at least from Ben's standpoint, of introducing the 2009 city budget. The money that the city takes in from TIF districts, that appears in the 2008 budget, of which I have a copy here. At least I have a portion of it. It's the size of several phone books, if you can remember phone books.
Yeah, I know.
The money that the city takes in from TIF districts, that appears in the 2008 budget only as roughly $2.5 million that the city says it uses for its own operation. In 2008, the city's TIF district took in around...
We don't have an accounting for how much people pay in TIF taxes. That's what it is. It's a TIF tax until almost a year and a half after they pay it. That's how whacked out our system is. So the TIF collection for calendar year 2005 was $387 million, as I recall. And for 2006, it was $500 million. So that's a consistent growth. We don't know what we paid for 2007 because those calculations have not been reached by the county clerk who's in charge of it. And we obviously will not know what we have paid for this current year, 2008, until a year down the road when he releases the numbers.
You can estimate based on the figures for TIF district collections in past years that in 2008, the city will have presumably gotten upwards of $500 million from TIF districts.
Oh my God. Well, first of all, they got $500 million in calendar year 2006. Because we've created more TIF districts and because property appreciated in value through our, we just had the reassessment, conservatively, even if it grows at 30%, we'll have over $600 million. Who knows? I think that eventually the TIF budget, the amount of property taxes collected by the mayor every year, will exceed the amount of property taxes in his corporate budget, which he claims to. So that we're actually raising more in off-the-books property taxes than we are on the-books property taxes. Then the challenge to the mainstream media and the civic community who are ostensibly looking out for our best interest will be, will they continue to look the other way and pretend as though the smaller portion of the budget is actually the more significant number?
Well, we're not looking the other way. I just want to clarify that it is, in fact, not on the books. And the book that I'm talking about in this case is the 2008 budget. As I said before, the only place I could find any mention of income from TIF districts in the 2008 proposed budget was $2.5 million. And that was only stated there because it was being paid out to city agencies for operations, Department of Planning, Streets and Sanitation, pretty much split it up.
Right.
So what I'm getting then is that, at least on paper, the city does not count the money that's coming in from TIF districts in its budget because it's technically not using it for operations. It's turning around and giving it to other people.
You're absolutely correct. That budget that you're looking at is, to use their parlance, the corporate budget. It's the money that goes to finance programs operated out of City Hall. Police, fire, streets and sand, garbage collection, snow removal, et cetera, et cetera. It obviously doesn't include the schools, the parks, and of course the TIFs. So that's just one portion of the overall budgets that our tax dollars finance and which the mayor controls. Sort of the game that's played, the little charade that's played, is that this is the only part controlled by the mayor. And so by limiting the scope of his annual budget to this one particular document, he sort of shapes the discussion and rather successfully, I might say, projects himself as a man who's a very shrewd manager of finances and is able to do what no other politician, no other manager of any city anywhere is, has been able to do, and that is maintain government without raising your taxes. It's one of the great fictions of our time, and people, if they believe it, they're hurting themselves.
Well, at the risk of turning this into a fiction review, let's continue on about the budget process just so our listeners can get a better idea of some of the things that you explain in your article about how the process works. In past years, the mayor has had to submit his budget recommendations to the city council by July 31st, but that rule, according to the Sun-Times at least, was the result of a mayoral executive order. So this year, the mayor simply issued a new order that requires him to submit the budget recommendations 2 months later, September 30th. Does that sound like what happened? He's nodding his head, folks.
Yes. I get you. Sorry, radio.
When does the city's fiscal year begin?
I think it's January to January. I know that they generally pass the budget in October, November. But rules like this, it's like the budget debate in Springfield, where it seems as though there's all these deadlines that doesn't matter if they're passed and they're constantly voting on the budget, even though they're late on their deadline. All rules in Chicago and Illinois politics, you have to assume that any rule is made to be broken and will be broken at the convenience of the people who make the rules.
But I'm not aware of any time, at least in the time I've lived in Chicago, that the city council has failed to pass the budget before the fiscal year began, unlike the state of Illinois.
I think you're correct in that.
Somehow they're going to get the budget recommendations from the mayor by September 30th.
Well, yeah, but the final passage of the budget by the city council is generally November or late October.
So the aldermen are going to be faced with this budget and will have to pass it pretty quickly. Are any aldermen particularly good about analyzing the mayor's budget recommendations, in your opinion?
Well, I guess that really varies on what you mean by the word good, but there's some pretty shrewd aldermen out there who understand the game that's being played here. The problem is that very few of them speak publicly about it. They go along with the charade that this is the only budget that we're discussing, as opposed to the huge elephant in the back room. But I would say that Tom Allen, who's an alderman from the 38th Ward, has in the last month or so, through sort of wisecracks and side comments he's made about TIFs, has showed that he understands what's going on. Bob Fioretti, the newly elected alderman from the second ward, is pretty shrewd. He understands the game that's being played. But, you know, understanding the game that's being played is one thing. I think the larger question is there any alderman willing to stand up and expose this charade for what it is? And the answer to that remains no, because it's a go-along to get-ahead system. And anybody who challenges it too much is afraid of punishment.
Why do you think Allen has been making hints about what he thinks about the budget?
I don't know. Great question. I've seen him in operation for a while. It could be that he's just a little resentful of the fact that he was such a loyal soldier to it all for all these years. And then when he tried to advance by running for the state's attorney, he didn't get strong support or any support, as far as I could tell, from Mayor Daley. I really don't know. All I know is that he astounded me several months ago, and I wrote about it when at a public meeting to discuss a new school in his community. He just went on this tangent about TIFs, called them slush funds. And I teased him after the meeting, telling him, welcome aboard the TIF bandwagon. I've seen it a couple times since then. He's referred to TIFs. And he had one comment that was published in, I believe it was the Sun-Times, where he said that we should start looking at the TIFs to close our budget gap, which is sort of the complete opposite of what the Daley administration puts out. The Daley administration puts out the fantasy that TIFs aren't even a tax hike. They're not even property tax. There's like magical money magically created by the wizardry of our brilliant mayor. And so when you start, as Allen did, talking about them as components in the budget process, pieces that can be used to either reduce the deficit or finance city services, that goes against everything the mayor's been saying about them.
We'll be keeping our eye on Alderman Allen.
Yes, as will the mayor, I'm sure.
This budget story is just beginning. I imagine we'll be talking about it again.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll probably write about it again when the council officially passes the budget, which, of course, they will do in the next month or so.
Well, our listeners can look forward to that. Well, thanks for today's installment, Ben.
Thanks, Dave.
This is Dave Glowitz. I've been speaking with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky about the rest of the story. If you want to hear other installments, please go to MrRadio.org or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.